we're gonna take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound. Break it
down. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. Up first, on this week's show, I'll speak with the Indianapolis-based rapper and producer, JB. We'll listen to music from his recent releases, Z and The Bachelor. JB's music blends a variety of influences, including house, Afrobeats, and classic hip-hop music.
When I started making lyrics, I wanted to be able to give the listeners something that they're able to relate to.
And on the second half of the program, we'll celebrate Hanukkah with the jazz musician Mitchell Shiner. Shiner is a percussionist and vibraphonist based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but he spent several years living and working in Indiana. Shiner will share music from his album, Latkes con Salsa, Latin Jazz Hanukkah.
A lot of the Spanish-inspired music and a lot of Jewish music share a harmonic similarity.
JB will join me in a moment. But first, let's hear a track from his album, Z. This is JB with Love.
I live nights, I live lights, I'll see the day. I hit the road in search of more, I'm up and up. I hit the floor, faces close, out my door. I might explode, but I'll never fall.
That was the Indianapolis-based rapper and producer, JB, with Love. I recently spoke with JB at the WFYI studios. Let's join our conversation. JB, thank you for being here.
I'm excited, extremely happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm a fan of your music, especially some of the recent projects you've put out.
Thank you.
Excited to learn more about your work. But first, I want to hear about your background in the city. Did you grow up in Indianapolis?
Yeah. I was born and raised. I'd say like when I was younger, we were on the east side of town. And then I spent majority of my childhood like on the northeast. And then like for my teenage years, northwest. Graduated from North Central. And then I took a few courses over at Vincennes. Music and sound production, and then digital media arts.
I know you've been releasing music since about 2016, 2017. I understand you started making music at age 15. Do I have those numbers right?
And
what got you into music?
That's pretty accurate. So I had put out my first project back in 2013. And I remember, like, as a freshman, me and my friend, we were in orchestra, and at the time, like, he was going to be my producer. And, you know, like, I was just developing songs, you know, like, on my own time and just really just developing, like, that passion. I purchased an iPod 4th Gen. I downloaded GarageBand on there and just started to learn how to record myself. And that later on had led to me learning how to produce, learning to mix and master. So that was my introduction into music as a freshman.
There are people all over Indianapolis making rap music, dance music. Did you fit into any scene here in the city? And where do you fit? Where do you fit now?
that's a good question, because like I try not to categorize like anything that I do. It's like just because I like so many different genres, you know, I like so many different artists. It's like I try to create what I like, and then also like something that's going to get accepted like in that community. So like with Z, it was like the first track is. It's a drill track, and it's literally called The Drill. And then like the second track is it's a song called Locations, and it's a Jersey club song. Then the next track is Love, and that's a house song. Patience is a Afro beat song. So I really don't know where I stand. I guess that would be for the people to decide on that.
JB, I want to go back to your 15-year-old self when you start making music. You told me you had a lot of ideas about what you wanted to do with your music. What kind of music were you creating when you started out, and where did you want to go with this?
So my favorite artist, like, of all time would have to be the great, you know, like, great Michael Jackson. I feel like he really just is the pinnacle of, like, what it means to be an entertainer. So, like, that's my goal right there, to one day be at that level. But when it comes to hip-hop, it's Jay-Z, Kanye, and Wayne. And one thing that all of them have in common is their lyricism. So when I started making lyrics, I wanted to be able to touch home. I wanted to be able to give the listener something that they're able to relate to, and really just something that they can take with them after listening.
You've released a lot of music over the years, and as you look back at your evolution, was there a particular project or song that stands out in your memory as being capturing something important about your work that maybe you developed later on?
I would have to say, so I recently just put my first self-produced project, Thorns, out on all platforms. And like I said, that was my first one where I was really just extra, you know, hands-on with everything. And with that, there's two songs on there in particular. There's Lord Be With Me, there's a song called Blood Bottles, and like both of those are very personal, just because they really touch bases on, like, you know, how I was brought up, kind of like where my family was at that point.
Yeah, Lord be with me on this trip. Lord be with me on this trip. Hey, Lord be with me on this trail, cause I know that if you with me, it's impossible to fail. I ain't perfect, barely even worth it in this world. I see it certain, but my people never searching. Too busy with distractions and our own satisfactions, that our morals and values are set aside inside those actions. But I ain't no better, no, I'm a sinner. Plain guilty, plain filthy, I just sad that you with me. I just wanna see my mom in a place that's safer than mine.
JB, before we get into your new releases, I want to ask about a work from your back catalog, the 2018 project, Come Home at Odd Times. I was particularly interested in the songs America and Moonlight. Your music isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think your music is typically like issue-oriented or political, but this album kind of stands out in that way.
Yes.
Tell me about that album.
I'm glad that you brought up that project.
Yeah, tell me about that album and those songs in particular, and what you were trying to say.
So, like, in that project in particular, I am pretty spiritual, and, like, I feel like on that album it was just, like, God telling me to speak for the right moments. That's why, like, the album is called, like, Come Home During Odd Times, because it's like no matter what else I do afterwards, like the opening track, Amen, Father, forgive me if you feel I'm sinking in. It's like, please keep my head above reach. It's like, this is the project that you go to down, like when you need that sense of grounding, or you need a project that relates to the world. And, you know, at that time, it was like they had an issue with ICE, like down in the Bay Area with like the deportations. And I just felt compelled to speak like on that. And then as well, it was during when the NFL was really, you know, on Colin Kaepernick for him taking a knee. And back to what I said, like God giving me those things. And then, you know, 2020, we hit in those same issues. A song like that really stood the test of time, I felt like.
Ice, ice, baby, running through the bay. Ice cold blood running through the veins. DHS2 for the hotline. I be down, but they take mine. Too much pain caused, not enough felt. I be too upset when they upkept. Funny how your own kind be the main thing. Minority in America got you into the mindset. What's life worth without a price tag? Go ask 12, then check the body bags. 350 per grand, that's according to the system. 64,000 missing, that's according to the system. That's only for the misses.
And with Moonlight, that one was me speaking about the issues in my own city. So for that project, it was based on where I was at spiritually, you know, issues that I like, or me talking about my own personal relationship, my emotions and my thoughts about some things that were going on in the country, and then along with my city. So it's just going down that line of where my head is at.
Living in murder states where it's going to be at. Talking Gary, talking shot, but this world for the net. Living proof of what I want to see, that's why I'm moving humbly. Somebody got to take the leap of faith that did it for the creed. Social soul in a chill life, having on the road. Plant the seeds in my city and everywhere I go. Talking gold to make sure the message is pure. The modest flow is involved to make sure your questions are solved. Speaking heavy's a deadly weapon that change perceptions. Never listen to what they're saying from my positions. Pay close attention to what I'm doing from my position. No hesitation for speaking facts.
JB, I want to share some of your more recent work. And earlier this year, you released a project titled Z.
Yes,
I thought this was really a fantastic record. It's got a heavier dance element to it.
Yes.
You talked about that earlier. There's some house, some Jersey club music, and as you said, even some great Afrobeats rhythms included in there. It had a different vibe and flavor than some of your past work. Do you agree with that? Tell me about the kind of style of the album.
100%.
What you were trying to do.
I love that project. You know, I wanted to make just something very vibrant, colorful. This is like my first official like tape. Literally, like I was just like, okay, with the 50th anniversary of hip hop, when artists would put out music, you would call it a tape. And in the direction where I'm going right now, I feel like I'm really discovering myself even more so as a multidisciplinary artist with being involved in fashion, you know, graphic designing, photography. So with all that being said, it was like with this project, it was like my first project where I really was able to understand who I was and just the way how to approach music. Because with a record like Come Home for All Times, it is like, okay, you know, I'm giving you like my perspective on some of these topics and subjects that may be uncomfortable, maybe a little disturbing for some people just because how dark some of them are. So for Z, it's me giving you almost, I feel like, what you would want to hear, what you would want to celebrate to, what you would want to just go out and have a great time to, in all these different flavors, whether you like house music, you know, drill, New Jersey, or even like a nice classic hip hop record like Me, Myself, and I, you know, just giving people something that they can enjoy.
I know that you wanna feel sometimes. Yeah, I know that you wanna feel sometimes. First, you gotta move slowly, right back, yeah, slowly. Slowly, step back in, slowly on. Put the weight on me, no pressure, I'll accompany you to the end of time, a thousand lives, do or die. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just take my hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. For I love again.
I'm gonna play a track off Z. Before we listen, tell me about the title itself. This
Z?
Has some significance for you.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Indianapolis is Naptown for short. So when you go to sleep, of course, what's the symbol that you put? Z's. So like I looked at it like almost like rebranding the city. Like when you go to Chicago, you know, they'll call it the go, you know, in like Ohio, you know, like they'll call it like the O sometimes. So it's like for me, Indianapolis was just Z.
Yeah, yeah. I like that spin on it. And JB, I'm going to play the track Locations off the album Z. Anything you want to say before we listen?
I love this track.
Yeah. Okay, good enough. This is JB with Locations.
Fish all the
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. We just heard JB with Locations off his album Z, and JB is my guest. JB, we're going to jump into your most recent album, The Bachelor. Tell us about this record. It's a different sound than Z.
Yeah, so this one is kind of like based off of where I'm at right now. I try to make all of my music, or for the most part, it is like a time period of where I'm at. This one is more so like centered with my overall headspace, where I was at when I was 15, 16. And I used to drop records and albums pretty consistently, like every month. And I just had, I feel like I have a lot of unreleased music and stuff that's just too good not to be heard. And so I wanted to put together a project where I had singles of what I was working on and then something current, because I originally had the idea of just putting out a single pack, but I already had singles in my head that I planned to release ahead of time. So I just thought to myself, why don't I just give everybody a project of singles in that moment and just give them something where, again, you can relate to it and then you can also have fun with it.
I'm going to play the track Step, which has a heavy dance feel again. Uh-huh. But first, I wanted to just ask about another title on the record. I Live on the East Side.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. One of the tracks is called Club Paradise. Yeah. Is that just a nice sounding title, or is that about the club on English?
Yeah,
English
Avenue? So like that's a funny story that you brought up, that because like I had so there was this time recently where I had met this girl, and I just remember what really struck me about her was like her intellect and like her spirituality, and it just so happened that like she was a dancer like up at Club Paradise. And it was like the parallel between the entertainment, two different lifestyles, you know, apparently. But it was just that connection that I had for that moment.
I love that you titled a piece Club Paradise.
Yeah.
Mentioning a local landmark on the East Side. Anything you want to say about Step before we listen?
Step is a record that I actually had made on my birthday. And I just felt like at that point in life, like I was just, things are just going great, you know? And I still feel like that to this day.
Yeah, let's listen to that track. This is JB with Step. Cultural Manifesto will return after this short break. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. Up next, we'll be celebrating Hanukkah with the percussionist and vibraphonist Mitchell Shiner. Shiner's 2022 release, Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah, mixes traditional Jewish melodies with Afro-Caribbean rhythms. Shiner is based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but he has a strong connection to the Hoosier State. He attended IU's Jacobs School of Music, where he studied with the Indianapolis jazz icon, David Baker. For many years, Shiner could be seen regularly performing around Indianapolis with groups including the Tucker Brothers and the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra. Shiner will join me in a moment, but first, let's hear a track from Latkes con Salsa. This is Rock of Ages, Ma Ozur Mozambique. Thank you. That was Mitchell Shiner with Rock of Ages, Maozer Mozambique, off his album Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah. I recently spoke with Shiner via Zoom. Let's join our conversation. Mitch, thank you for taking time to do this today. I'm a big fan of yours, and I haven't seen you since you left Indiana, so it's great to connect.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kyle. It's a pleasure to be back on and get to reconnect with you.
Yeah, we're going to discuss your album, Latkes con Salsa, today. But first, I wanted to ask about your time in Indiana. You currently live in Wisconsin, but in the not-too-distant past, you spent a lot of time living and working in Indianapolis and Bloomington. Tell us about your time in Indiana, and how many years were you here total?
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, currently I'm based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I work as the chair of the Jazz and Contemporary Music Department at a local community music school, the nonprofit organization called the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. So, yeah, I graduated from IU, the Jacobs School of Music, in 2014 with my undergrad. So I was there in Bloomington from 2010 to 2014. And then I lived in Indy for a couple of years after that. So I think I moved back to Milwaukee in 2016. I'm pretty sure I was back in Wisconsin by 2017. Yeah, time is a blur. So, but I that's about the time frame. So six or so years I was in the area. And then when I was still kind of freshly moved back to Wisconsin, I still wanted to finish up some, you know, tie up some connections back in Indiana. So I recall traveling back and forth a bunch right when I moved back. So
is that where you're originally from, Wisconsin?
I was born in San Diego in California, and then lived there until I was 9. And then Bob and I moved here to Milwaukee when I was 9 years old. So yeah, I am, I got a little bit of California in me, but definitely I'm a cheesehead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your time in Indiana was really crucial to your development as a musician. Tell us about how your time in Indiana shaped your progress as a musician and where you're at today.
Yeah, absolutely. My training and my education at IU, I think about it every day. I wouldn't be the musician I am. I wouldn't be the educator I am without it. I was fortunate to be in the last class that Dr. David Baker taught, like full-length semester classes. That was, I think, the 2010-2011 year. And then after that, he went to just doing private one-on-ones. The list of artists who are impacted by David Baker is just, first of all, it's immense. And it's a who's who of artists and creators in the music community. And I feel very honored to be among that list of artists.
And Mitch, as I mentioned, you're currently based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you've been very busy there. One of the many projects you've created during the recent years you've been working in Wisconsin is Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah. The album features a fusion of traditional Jewish music associated with Hanukkah with Afro-Caribbean rhythms like the bomba and Mozambique. There's a long history of Latin musicians embracing Jewish music and Jewish musicians. Celia Cruz famously recorded Hava Nagila. Jewish musicians like Charles Fox, Larry Harlow, and Andy Harlow were a big part of the New York Latin scene. Can you give us a sense of why these two music traditions work together so well?
I think that, it really goes both ways. The Jewish community and the Latino community have a long history of collaboration and connection. And I would say that it goes all the way back to the development of flamenco music. A lot of the Spanish-inspired music and a lot of Jewish music share a harmonic similarity. We call it the harmonic minor sound. It's a minor scale with a funny ending that kind of sounds like snake charmery. You have the fifth, the flatted sixth, the raised seventh, and then you're back to the root on the minor scale. And something just, you just can kind of hear those those sounds, and people, you know, kind of I can identify that with a Spanish sounding, with a Middle Eastern sounding, with a Arabic sort of influence sound, and all of that really can be traced to kind of the connections of this music so many centuries ago.
How did your project, Latkes con Salsa, come together?
In 2018, the JCC, the Jewish Community Center of Milwaukee, specifically the Tapestry Arts and Ideas Program, it was led by a Jewish educator and all-around Renaissance man, Jody Hirsch. He approached me about wanting to do a Hanukkah program, and I said, hey, I'd love to bring some music. And I've thought about it for a little while. And like, you know, I'm really into Latin jazz and I want to learn more about the music of my culture. So why don't I try to put these two things together and make a connect and find the connections? And that really, Jody helped me really spark, you know, the deep dive into this connection. So back in 2018, the JCC, we premiered it. It was Latke con Salsa at the time. And it was a wonderful event. And we had, maybe next year we'll do this, but for the very first run, the catering team and the food team at the JCC had a latkes and taco bar for the event. And then we premiered all the music then.
How is the album being received by music fans? What's the response?
Oh,
it seems like you've gotten a great response. Yeah,
overwhelmingly positive. And it's just, it's really amazing. The support and the love. And I mean, I really wanted to honor musically and culturally all of the great influences with this music and on my sound, you know?
Let's take a break from my conversation with Mitchell Shiner and listen to another track from Latkes con Salsa. This is Hanukkah, O Hanukkah. That was Mitchell Shiner with Hanukkah, O Hanukkah, off his album Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah. And Shiner is my guest this week. Let's return to our conversation. I want to ask about some of the arrangements on the album, which are very
sure.
creative, especially your version of I Have a Little Dreidel. Tell us about that track specifically and your approach to arranging this music, which is super creative.
Thank you so much. So that track is a mashup, is a good old hip hop mashup of Celeve and I Have a Little Dreidel. The Celeve was by Batacumbele, Latin jazz supergroup, originally written by Jerry Medina and Cachete Maldonado and many other contributors on that project. To me, that melody, it has sort of a spinning quality. It's arpeggiating a lot of the chords. Real upbeat quality. And I'm like, you know, this song, it would be kind of wild to just do a side-by-side with the dreidel song about spinning. Cecilio and I worked together he in addition to being a fabulous conguero, he's really into percussion. Really into hip hop and sampling and all of that, and the development of rap and the development of hip hop. And he said to me, "Why don't you do a mashup and graft the words of 'I have a little dreidel' onto the melody of 'C'est la vie' and see what happens?" So I recall sitting on my porch, clapping Clave and singing the melody, and just trying to figure out what would work. I bet my neighbors thought I was crazy, and I don't mind if they do. So then there's that element, the hip hop mashup, and then my friend Joey Sanchez, he's the bass player on the project. He helped me translate the words of "I Have a Little Dreidel" into Spanish. So then we have the English over "C'est la vie" and then the Spanish on of the dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. That is in Spanish on the recordings. Then there's one more element. So the "Yo tengo azuquita en mi cintura" became "Yo tengo, I have un dreidelito, a little dreidel, pa Hanukkah, for Hanukkah." "Yo tengo un dreidelito pa Hanukkah" is the coro there.
Hey, I've made a play. When I try and many dreidel, I shall play.
Yo tengo un dreidelito, de barro lo formé. Cuando esté seco y listo, el dreidel jugaré.
Mitch, if our listeners want to learn more about your work, they can go to shinymusic.com. Any final thoughts you want to share on this project or anything else before we go?
Absolutely. Thank you. The Hanukkah story is really about the victory of light over darkness and finding the light within ourselves through whatever adversity we may find ourselves in. This project has really has illuminated the connections between so many different people. And it's been a pleasure to introduce this music and these rhythms and these kinds of connections with our audiences. So if you want to listen to it, yeah, it's on my website, shinymusic.com. It's EY at the end, and shiny. It's on Bandcamp. It's on all the streaming services where you can consume the music. And I really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm not typically a fan of holiday music, but I love this album. I think it's a classic that I'll be sharing for many years to come. So thank you for making this record, and thank you for taking time to talk today, Mitch.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Yeah, what a pleasure to reconnect. And next year in Indianapolis, we got to get, hopefully I'll be able to take a road date down and visit you guys.
We've been listening to my recent conversation with the percussionist and vibraphonist, Mitchell Shiner. Let's hear one more track from his album, Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah. This is Matzo Ball Mambo. That was Mitchell Shiner with Matzo Ball Mambo off his album Latkes con Salsa, a Latin jazz Hanukkah. And that's all the time we have for this week. Thank you to my guests, Mitchell Shiner and JB. Listen, download, and subscribe to the Cultural Manifesto podcast at WFYI.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. Cultural Manifesto is hosted and produced by me, Kyle Long. Thank you for listening.